dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Skyline studio here every weekday morning till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 in the gang with your morning drive. And it is Friday, which means it's time for the Friday features. And we start off with You Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories about real stupid people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. And there's never a lack of dummies for this segment every week. People are dumb. So, let's get to it. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Drummer Dustin Schoenhofer was
Gesundheit.
Thank you. was arrested last Wednesday, October 23rd, with 632.5 pounds of marijuana and 36.8 pounds of suspected honey oil extract within his 2015 Chevy pickup while driving home in Ohio from Oregon. Schoenhofer, 41, was originally pulled over by Oregon State Police for a speeding violation, having been going 57 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. He claimed the responding police officer to be unaware that the drugs were in the vehicle. He is currently being held at Clatham County Jail on a $45,000 bail, with a mail tribute reporting to the district attorney. District attorney has objected his entry into the county drug court program, given the amount that he was transporting and his lack of local connections. He was initially booked on suspicion of exporting marijuana, exporting extract, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and distribution of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, extract, and distribution or of a controlled substance, extract.
You bigger dummy than my dummy!
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A ticked off driver pulled a loaded stolen gun on a car only to discover that it was full of plainclothes cops, a high-ranking police source said on Sunday. Glenn Grays allegedly pointed a .45 caliber gun out his window after cutting off the car carrying undercover detectives from the Brooklyn North gang unit on the westbound Belt Parkway on Saturday. In Sheephead's Bay, according to the source, Grays, a 31-year-old United States Postal Service employee. Oh, no. Oh, man, that's not going to help with the reputation. Was arrested and charged with possession of a firearm and menacing, the source said. He was ordered held in lieu of a $25,000 bail following an arraignment in the Brooklyn Criminal Court on Sunday evening. Grays was wearing his... No, Grace was wearing his postal worker uniform during the incident. Oh, man.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A man was rescued early Wednesday after he climbed down a 30-foot well in Volusia County and couldn't get out. The incident occurred in a, by the way, this is in Florida, so it should come as no shock. The incident occurred in a wooded area off Grand Avenue and De Leon Springs. Three men, ages 18, 19, and 20, had mowed the lawn on the property. previously, and told Volusia County deputies they plan to return and climb into the well for, quote-unquote, for bragging rights, according to the incident report. The 18-year-old became stuck at the bottom of the well. I'm sorry.
These guys play for keeps.
It's in the article. It's in quotes too, for bragging rights. The 18-year-old became stuck at the bottom of the well, and his friends tried to pull him out with a rope tied to an SUV. According to the report, his friends called 911 after being unable to free the 18-year-old from the well. You're going to get out. Don't worry. One of the men can be heard telling their friend on the 911 call. He just said he wants to get the F out of the hole. The 911 caller said of the man stuck in the well, he's a little distressed. A fire rescue technical team used ropes to reach the man who was stuck in the well for about an hour. The person said he just wanted to go down to say that he did it, and unfortunately he didn't have the strength to get out. The man suffered scrapes and scratches and was checked out by the paramedics at the scene.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy. Sorry. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. I'm sorry. I'm still laughing at the last story. All right. You can file this story under proof irony isn't dead. On October 22nd, a man walked into the Twin City Coin Laundry in Crystal City, Missouri, wearing a T-shirt with an interesting motto. Considering what he did next, wearing a T-shirt that said "It's not a crime unless you get caught." The man proceeded to break into a vending machine and make off with 15 pounds of change in cash in full view of an HD security camera. In all, the man bagged $600 in cash and change and caused about $1,300 worth of damage to the vending machine. The owner hopes that it'll land him behind bars, but he was wearing a T-shirt that said it's not a crime unless you get caught.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A motorist has been arrested after traveling unsupervised to his own driving test in a stolen car. Then the man failed his test for the 10th time, police said. West Midlands police posted a picture of the white Mitsubishi vehicle the driver had turned up in before officers attended the scene. The driver was arrested on suspicion of taking a vehicle without the owner's consent to the test center at Bird Brook Road, Great Bar, at around 11 a.m. The force response unit posted on Twitter to describe the motorist as, quote-unquote, stupid. The post said, "Welcome to the world of stupid. Male turns up at the driving test center for his driving test, having driven himself there unsupervised, then fails for the 10th time. Male was arrested by a D unit in Newtown for the TWOC offense."
But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to break here for the weather, and then we'll vote. And first person through at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. Tom will vote, I will vote, and then one of you will vote. I'll give you a recap of the dummies after we break for the weather. Once again, first person through at 312-981-7200 will be our third and deciding vote here on WGN. So get to it, and but I'll give you a recap. You can call after the recap if you want, unless you want to get in here now and make your vote and have your voice be heard right here on You Big Dummy. Thank you. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive on this Friday morning. All the regular Friday features are underway right here this morning. Get your requests in if you want to hear some fly jams at 312-981-7200. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies coming up. But right now, we got a vote for you, big dummy. All right. Let us do a little recap for you, big dummy, this week. Here we go. Here are our choices. You got the dummy drummer who had 630 pounds of marijuana in his car. You got the dummy who pulled a gun on a car full of undercover cops, and he was dressed in his postal delivery uniform. You got the dummy who got stuck in a 30-foot well because of bragging rights. You got the dummy who got busted while wearing a "It's not a crime unless you get caught" T-shirt. And we got the dummy who drove unsupervised to his own driving test, failed it for the 10th time, and got arrested. All right, Tom, where are you thinking about for this?
All right. Runner-up of the week has to go the guy with the driving test.
That's
bold.
Yeah.
Not only to show up and fail a 10th time, but to steal a car in order to do it.
Yeah.
Got to give it to them. But... the group of brain surgeons that decided that climbing down a 30-foot well was a good idea for bragging rights. Nothing makes you cooler. That's like something your parents would tell you. Well, if your friends wanted you to climb down a 30-foot well, would you do that?
Yeah.
Bragging rights, man.
Bragging rights. I love the fact that the guy, I'll just recap some of these for me. I love the cat. First of all, the guy was a drummer in some band.
Well, you know what the real kicker is? They didn't mention it in that article, but he's the drummer of a straight edge Christian rock band.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So they're they're the whole thing. No drugs, no alcohol, no nothing.
And he had 630 pounds of pot in his car.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't smoking it.
Yeah. The postal worker who pulls a gun on the undercover cops. The fact that he's a postal worker, I just don't even know what to say about
that. You're just playing into the stereotype.
It's not a crime unless you get caught T-shirt. We've had a lot of those over the years where people are wearing, I'm not a criminal or whatever.
Drive it like you stole it.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, the guy who drove to the driving test just and failed it for the 10th time. That's classic. But I couldn't stop laughing during the story of those three idiots in Florida when they tie the rope around the guy and try to pull him out.
God bless the youth of that state.
So that's the winner. But let's get Chris in here to vote on for a third vote. Chris, who do you think is the dummy of the week?
Well, obviously it's the well dwellers. It's definitely my vote. My God.
Oh, such idiots. It's ridiculous. All right, Chris. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Yep, you too.
All right, man, take care. So that's your dummy of the week.
With a bullet.
Oh, man. I had a hard time getting through that one. Sometimes, I don't know what it is, but when we do the segment, there's some stories that just for some reason hit me in a way, and I don't know, I can't explain why I thought that was one of the that was one of the funniest things I've ever read. And there are certain stories that happen when we do this segment where I kind of can't control myself. So and that was one of them. All right, here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Context. Lorraine, what's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context.
Yeah, that's right. Straight out of context. You know what this is. This is when you listen to this radio station 24-7. You should anyway because it's the best. But listen 24-7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, let us begin with Straight Out of Context.
Let us begin. All right. Number one here, Lauren Lapka. She's actually, you'll see a lot of her on the list.
Really?
This week. Yeah. All-star this week.
Wow. All right.
But this one's coming to us from Tom and Bartlett. Now, blink and you'll miss it.
The jewels.
By the way, the Kit Kat commercial's on. It's November 1st.
Oh.
And my pumpkin Kit Kat commercial was just broadcast.
It lives.
I thought that was it. I thought for sure last night would be the last time we would ever see one of the funniest commercials of all time.
Got to sell all that excess candy.
Exactly. Okay, what's next?
All right, next up, coming to us from Brian J., here's Steve Cochran.
I just kind of trimmed it up last night.
Got to keep the hedges clean.
Oh, man.
Got to keep those hedges clean.
I don't want to even picture that. All right.
All right. Again, Lauren Lapka here. Wow. Caught by the gracious night owl.
Then you got a wet face and your clothes get all wet because it's dripping down. It's just all uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Talking about bobbing for apples.
Oh, sure.
Didn't you know?
Sure. A lovely autumn tradition.
Bobbing for apples.
I went bobbing for apples once.
That's a horrible thing.
It's horrendous.
Well, because it's always Red Delicious apples, and I hate Red
Delicious. It's not only Red Delicious apples, but you got like every mouth in the thing that's, you know, it's like when George double dips on Seinfeld.
You took a chip, you dipped, and you took a bite, right,
and you dipped again.
Ugh.
It's like putting your whole mouth in the dip. You dip the way you want to dip, and I'll dip the way I want to. All right, next.
All right, next up, coming to us from Fox Valley Mike, here's Rokan.
Oh, I'm sexy Batman.
What?
Wow.
Oh, they were talking about costumes, right?
Yeah.
Only costumes.
But, you know.
Did you know, you probably did know this, did you know that they actually have a sexy Handmaid's Tale costume?
Well, what says, sex appeal like subjugation?
When I saw that, I was like, you got to be kidding me. A sexy Handmaid's Tale costume.
The world is full of cruel ironies.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't make sense.
Ridiculous. Okay.
All right. Next up, of course, it's the queen of Straight Out of Context.
Oh, Wendy.
Miss Wendy Snyder. Always a pleasure to have her on the show.
She's great.
This one's coming to us again from Fox Valley Mike.
And I actually had a good time.
This would add to
it. With the balls being dropped.
The Benny Hill theme makes
it better. Benny Hill theme is playing in the background.
With the balls being dropped.
You know what my dad would crack up during the Benny Hill show? The thing that would make him laugh more than anything on the Benny Hill show? I mean, obviously, and they're all running around fast, you know, that whole thing.
Sure.
But when he would slap the old guy on his head.
Oh, yeah.
When he would slap him on top of the head, my dad would fall off the couch laughing every time. Every time. You know, people slapping on the head. You know, it's one of my favorite moments in Fawlty Towers. One of the billion favorite moments is when you are a waste of space.
Yeah.
And he slaps Manuel on top of the head with a spoon. And, of course, one of the greatest moments in comedy history is when the car breaks down when he's trying to go get the duck. And he's like, and he's yelling at the car. He's screaming at the car. And he goes off. He comes back with the big branch and starts beating the hell out of the car with the branch. Conceivably the funniest sitcom of all time. Fawlty Towers. I mean, it's just so brilliant. And only two seasons, that's it.
That's all they needed.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, next up, again, Wendy Snyder, this time caught by Jeff.
Nice package, Bertrand.
Oh, come on, man.
Wow.
Why wasn't the Benny Hill theme playing in the background during that?
New requirement for Wendy.
Yeah, play the Benny Hill theme all the time.
Yeah.
You can't say it. Nice package, Bertrand. Okay.
Okay, next up, here is Ro. So this is Ro and Lauren Lapka again.
Jeez.
This is the two of them caught by Maria.
You do the thing where you shave it, right?
I get a little intricate.
You got to be kidding me.
Just seriously. Like some faces.
This is, by
something.
The way, this is the second shaving reference that we've had on the show this morning.
There's a few duplicates. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
People are talking about similar things on wildly disparate days.
All right, what's next?
Well, it's always a pleasure to feature the great Dean Richards
this
program.
Yes.
One of my favorite people of all time. This one caught by Steve-O from Oswego.
My butt hurt at the end of the whole thing.
What? I'm assuming he was talking about something that he had to watch that was long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, take a guess.
The Irishman?
Correct.
Okay.
He said that most people are going to wind up watching it on Netflix because to go to, as much as he loves having people watch it on the big screen,
yeah,
it's just, it's a lot of
movie. It's over 3.5 hours.
Yeah, and your butt's going to hurt.
All right, one quick one before we break.
All right, one quick one. Of course, it's the great Orion Samuelson.
Oh, yes!
And this, I'm not kidding. This might be an all-timer. This really might be an all-timer. This is from John in Belvedere.
How many countries would your semen travel to?
Oh, man. As I say, I love it when Orion or Dave Ennett is featured on this segment. He said cement, right?
No, he's talking about semen. He's
semen prep.
Seriously?
How many countries would your semen travel to?
He runs he does farm reports,
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Okay. That's a classic, though. That's a classic. Mark that one down in the books, folks. All right, let's take a quick break. The news is coming up, and then we'll finish with the Friday features right after that. When I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, and we're here until 5 a.m., as we are every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 if you want to participate or get your Fly Jams request in, because that's coming up. Luscious Hushes will spin the discs. But let's get back to it. We're doing our Friday Friday features, and we're on Straight Out of Context, and that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context, and it sounds a little dirty, and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Although it's going to be very difficult to top the Orion Samuelson clip.
All right, next up, this is coming to us from, let's see here. So this is another one from Fox Valley Mike. This is from the Hamp OB show with Kaz. This is the great Glenn Kozlowski.
I'm running the ball, and I'm pounding it.
Sound advice, Kaz. Sound advice.
Oh, man. Great guy, Kaz. Nice guy.
I love him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This is another celebrity one from Tom and Bartlett, coming to us from the WGN Weather Center. Here is Demetrius Ivory.
So Linkin Park, you might get lucky.
Ladies in Linkin Park.
Very good. Thank you, Demetrius. That's Mr. Ivory's first time on the segment.
Let's hope it's not the last.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
All right. Next up, we've got Anna DeVellante's caught by Brian J.
And you couldn't get it unless you sucked into the pipe.
Oh, my God. That's the first time she's been on in a while.
Yeah.
She's been absent a couple of weeks from this. Okay.
But just when you think you're out, you're always going to come back.
Uh-huh.
All right. Next up, Steve Bertrand here, caught on the Bill and Wendy show by Deanna.
I starred wide, by the way.
Oh, God. Oh, man. All right.
All right, next one. Caught by Debbie. Here's Dave Plyer and Dave Schwann.
Taste testers could roll it around in their mouth, approve or disapprove.
Sure.
But they could not swallow it.
They could not swallow it. Wow.
Oh, man. Was Dave in for Dino?
No, it was, this would have been Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Oh, because he comes in, because Schwanee comes in early.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
And they do, like, This Week in History.
Gotcha.
Like
okay. That. Okay.
Lots of fun. Here's one. One of the guests on the Bill and Wendy show for Tech Tuesday. Here's Bridget Carey.
There's pacing. There's an art to this. Stop it. We don't need to be, like, you know, gulping it down, you know, so fast.
God. All right.
All right. Just a couple more here. Here's Pete Zimmerman caught by, caught by Jim.
I just unloaded one on G.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I just unloaded one on G.
Yeah. All right.
Woof. All right. This is Bill and Wendy, also caught by William.
You want to eat the tip first and build toward the bigger part of the
bottom. Tip is an arrow pointing to your mouth.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. And then one last quick one. David Jennings over in the newsroom, and this is one that I caught while looking through all these.
I have fantasies about exotics.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And with that Dave Jennings voice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I was relieved I wasn't featured this week. Last week I was all over.
Yeah, you got away clean.
Wow.
You got away clean.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Okay. Let's do this.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like
hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies. Spies. Like us.
There you go. All right, you know what this is. This is Nick D. Show Spies. Once again, listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time mentions me, we want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay.
All right. First one here, you got to mention on the Mark Carmen Show, caught by Marilyn.
No doubt in any rational candy lover's mind that the Snickers bar and the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup are 1 and 1A. You can debate which one is 1 and which one is 1A, but there's no other bar that can even jump in there. And I will take you on right now, 312-981-7200, if you want to debate that. But don't be throwing out some Three Musketeers that just doesn't have the dynamic presence of a Snickers. Right?
I agree. And
Bob?
I think Nick DiGilio the other night had the top-rated candies. Reese's was number one, and I think Snickers was number three.
Wow, I thought they were going to mention Take Five because that's my jam.
Yeah, unfortunately not.
Oh, all right. So a listener mentioned me on the with Carm. All right, very cool. Okay, what's next?
All right, next up, this one's on the Steve Cochran Show by Margaret in Bridgeport.
Dave, you ever done a hard time?
No, I haven't, Steve. Not that I want to discuss here.
Has anybody on the show ever been in jail? I have not.
No.
No, I have not.
Like a fake jail, you know?
Oh,
like a Western scene.
Oh,
yeah. An introduction about who's gal?
Who is it? What was the charity that used to tell you to arrest your friends and actual cops, off-duty cops, and pick you up?
Yeah,
remember that?
I remember that. Yeah, but I can't think.
Steve, you've been in jail, I'm sure.
A couple of times, yeah. I just didn't want to say it out loud, but since you asked.
Why would we admit
minor
it anyway?
Offenses, yeah.
Of the hosts of shows on this station, outside of me, who do you think spent a night in jail?
Do you know?
Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, I would say Nick. I would agree. Mary, get to the mic. I was the first person you thought of.
Boy, I did think quickly of that, didn't I?
You did. And you know what? I have.
Ah, see? And I bet you if you ask every host on this show, I'm trying to think who else there would be. Maybe Justin Kaufman. I'm trying to think.
Justin Kaufman?
I don't know. He would never admit
and it was a really rough time, too. I was in a Norwich jail.
Was it a rough night?
No, it was no. It wasn't a full night, but I was in jail.
Why?
They pulled me over for speeding. I was going down Montrose, and I was flying down Montrose. By the way, this was like a first date with a girl.
Oh, no. You had someone in the car with you?
Oh, yeah. And so I'm flying down Montrose because we're trying to get to a movie. And it was this movie, Tom, you probably know it. I was actually speeding to the Norwich Theater to see Man's Best Friend with Lance Hendrickson.
What is wrong with you?
The movie about the robot devil dog?
Yeah.
God. So anyway, I get pulled over and the cop pulls me over. And I was speeding. So it's a Norwich cop. He pulls me over. And he comes up and he's like, let me see your license. You were speeding. I'm like, yeah, all right. So I give him my license. He's gone for a while, and then he comes back, and he says, step out of the car, please.
Oh, no.
And
it's expired.
I go, what? He goes, step out of the car, please. And he takes me out of the car, frisks me, cuffs me.
What?
And he says, there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And there's a warrant out for your arrest. So he p- p- puts me in the back of the car. Now, meanwhile, the girl that I just started dating.
You don't remember her
is
name.
Is like Chris. Her name was Chris. The girl was, I didn't want to mention her name, but it's Chris. And okay. So she is like going, what's going on? So I was driving a piece of crap 1986 Ford Escort at that time, and I drove that car into the ground. One of the problems with the car, one of the many problems I had with the car, was that, you know those, the where you would used to pull the button out to turn the lights on? You know, like
the actual how you turn the lights on car?
Yeah, but you would pull out on the button.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, that was broken. And I would have to, in order to turn the lights off, my lights were on because it was dusk. So my lights were on. But in order to turn it off, because it was broken, it was wobbly, you would have to stick your hand under the dash, hold the back part of it, push the button in so that it would close. So the cops can't get the lights off in my car. They're going to leave my car there as they go to jail, as they're taking me to jail. So the cops are trying to turn the lights off. And I go to one cop, and I'm cuffed. I'm in the back of the car, and I'm cuffed. And I said, hey, there's a trick. There's a trick to turning the lights off. You won't be able to turn the lights off. Can you let me out and I'll do it? So the cop goes, all right. And so he uncuffs me, takes me back to the car. I lean down and I reach under the dashboard. The cop pulls the gun on me because he thinks I'm going for a gun. And I went, no, I'm just turning the lights off. I got to hold the thing back here. And then I turn the lights off and I get out of the car and they cuff me again. They throw me in the back of the car. So the car stays there. My girlfriend at the time gets in another cop car, drives back. They drive her back, and she makes the phone call for me to call my roommate at the time to come up with the bail money. So I get to the jail. I'm in the jail. Nicest jail I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and Norwich.
It's Norwich. They barely gets used. I mean, is there what at Norwich? What is there, a garage break-in every 5 years? So I'm sitting there, and then the cop comes back because he couldn't tell me why. I was like, why am I being arrested? What's the warrant for? We come back. And he says, you're driving on a suspended license. And so I had to arrest you. And I'm like, why is it suspended? He said, because of unpaid parking tickets. Here's the thing. It was a clerical error. You remember when the mayor used to say, half off? And you could pay all your parking tickets at half price?
Yeah.
I had a lot of parking tickets. I paid them all off. It was a clerical error. There was one ticket that they didn't remove. So for a clerical error, for one ticket, I got arrested. And I had to go downtown, pay the ticket, get my license unsuspended. I had to pay the fine. The whole day cost me $1,200, including bail.
Whoa.
You know,
and your girlfriend
and my girl. Well, no, she stayed with me for about 8 months after that.
Wow.
Well, yeah, because now you're hard.
She likes the bad boys, the jerks that get arrested in Norwich for a clerical error. But yeah, I was in jail. Good one, Mayor.
Yeah, well, I got it. I guessed it. I nailed it, even
yes,
though it
did.
Was wrongly accused.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was driving with a suspended license. It's just that it was, I wanted to, whoever the clerical person was who made that error,
right.
I wanted to get the $1,200 from that person. And I had to go downtown to the DMV or whatever the hell it is to get my, it was just a nightmare. And I just wanted to see a movie with a dog eating people.
Did you ever see the movie?
I did, and it was terrible.
Wasn't worth it anyway.
No, it was not. Do we have more?
Yeah, just
okay.
One quick one.
All right, quit. We'll do it. We'll do it after the break. All right, we got a break here for some weather. Thank you, Mary, for thinking that I'm a criminal.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We got some weather, and it's not good. Breezy and unseasonably chilly today with a high near 40. Rain and snow showers possible for the late evening and into the nighttime hours. Chilly, low near freezing tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, unseasonably cold, high in the upper 30s. Cloudy overnight, down to the upper 20s for a low. Partly cloudy and breezy on Sunday, a little warmer, but still chilly, high in the low 40s. Mostly cloudy, warmer overnight with a high in the mid-30s. For Monday, mostly cloudy, chance of light afternoon rain, which continues into the overnight hours. Warmer with a high in the upper 40s. And for Tuesday, peaks of sun early, then mostly cloudy, chance of rain, possibly mixing with or changing to snow after sunset. It is currently in, the high on Tuesday will be in the mid-40s. Currently 24 degrees at O'Hare, 25 at Midway, 27 at the lakefront. Okay, take a quick break, and then we'll finish up the regular stuff and get into some fly jam.
What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like
hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies. Spies. Like us.
All right, we're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we've got one more spy.
Yeah, one more spy here. And this one's also coming to us from the Steve Cochran Show, caught by Brian.
But is the person contagious?
Yes, completely, G brought it in here.
Great.
I thought I should share the wealth.
No question about it.
The quick way to spread it is just lick the doorknobs.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, just lick the doorknobs.
That's experience speaking right there. That's a guy who's licked a doorknob or two in his life right there.
Is it like the Christmas story where Steve Grzanich is licking the frozen pole?
Wow. You know what? You just wrote half a Nick show Friday
night.
Sorry.
By the way, Dave Vennett just came in with the leftover Halloween candy. And again, he has the good stuff.
As you prophesized.
Yeah. Just based upon like last year, the year before. If you trick or treat to the Ennett household, you will not get crappy candy. You will get top notch candy. So thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, my friend. All right. Okay. What do we? Oh, we're gonna get funky, right?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly Jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Viggity Viggity Vic verified double V's off today, but he's still running around like a lunatic every time this happens. And is DJ Luscious Hushes here?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
Yeah. By the way, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, let's get to some funky stuff.
All right, let's do this. Coming up first, it's a little Rufus Thomas. The song is The Breakdown Part 1, and it's coming to us from Dino. Thank you.
If you got any butter left, break down to the rock, break down to the rock, break down to the one I'm gonna love tonight. Do the breakdown, chula, break on down.
Do the breakdown, chula. Kit Kat commercial is on again. I'm so happy.
How late do you think they'll go with it?
I don't know. They should just do it year-round.
Well, I don't know.
Just do it year-round. It's the bits my favorite
feasible.
Commercial with the goofy pumpkin.
All right.
What's next for funkiness?
All right, next up is coming to us from Mike in Louisville. It's the Michael Jackson classic, Rock With Me.
Thank you for that. I love that song. So there, Dean is doing his weekend thing. I did not know Keitel is in The Irishman.
Harvey Keitel?
Yeah.
I figured he probably would have showed up.
Oh my God, this just keeps getting better.
Mm.
By the way, Dean gave Terminator Dark Fate a B+.
Really?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Very cool.
Not bad, Dean.
I didn't know that Harvey Keitel was in it. Was in The Irishman?
It's exciting.
Oh my God. I don't know what he's giving it. Ray Romano is in it.
I knew that. I didn't know that Ray was in it.
All right. What do we got next for Fly James Friday?
Coming up next, I don't think we've ever had the opportunity to play this guy, Bootsy Collins.
No, we have.
Okay.
Before your time.
Before me. This is my first time getting to spin Bootsy. I love him. This is coming to us from Efrain. Thanks, Efrain.
We'll fly away. I just love that smiling face in the early sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
I'd rather be with you, boo. Yeah.
Yeah. Fly. Yeah, we've played that one. It's been a very, very, very long time, but we have played that one. By the way, C+ for Motherless Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It seems to be the general
Edward Norton. I'm kind of disappointed. I'm very disappointed actually because I really like Edward Norton.
Yeah.
So, all right, what do we got next?
All right, coming up, one of the all-time fly jams. It's Isaac Hayes, the theme from Shaft,
oh,
coming
please.
To us from Dave in Monroe.
Yeah, man. If you ever get a chance, Tom, YouTube his performance of that song on the Oscars.
Yeah, I've watched that.
It's brilliant.
Next level.
It's so, so brilliant. Hey, by the way, remember to turn your clocks back an hour this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Clocks go back an hour. So Saturday night before you go to bed, boom, turn them back. Bam. I've only got two, I think, in my apartment to change. There's a clock on my stove.
Clock on the microwave?
And no, my microwave's on zeros all the time. It doesn't flash, but it's on zero, so there's no, but the clock on the stove and my clock radio next to the bed.
There you go.
Other than that, everything's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So, but remember to do that. From what I understand, and this might be a true thing, the Monday after a time change, whether it's in the spring or the fall, the traffic is crazy.
Yeah.
Like traffic is worse because people don't know what the hell time it is. They don't know where they are.
Yeah.
Like more accidents, more weird stuff happens in the world of traffic on that Monday morning getting back to work.
I believe it.
Okay. What do we got next?
All right. Next up, coming to us from Ike, a little Rockwell. Somebody
oh,
is
God.
Watching me.
So you know why this guy had a career.
Well, isn't he like an industry plant or something?
He's
like
Berry
that?
Gordy's son.
That's it.
And that's the reason why Michael Jackson's on there, because Berry Gordy got him on there. My favorite line, though, is, when I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair. That's my favorite line in that stupid song.
I like that song. I don't mind it.
That was a big hit. Only hit the guy ever had, because the rest of his songs, it was just him, no Michael Jackson. And that song came out at the height of popularity of Thriller. Like, Michael Jackson was the biggest thing on the planet when that song came out. So that's why it sold. So there you go. All right. Hey, thanks, everybody, for listening. It's been a fun week. Turn your clocks back Saturday night before you go to bed an hour. And then we'll be back on Monday. We got all the movie reviews. My dad will tell a joke and much more. And we'll start another week of shows.